It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day to you, and welcome to a Fractious Friday, as always, a Fab Four Friday, as always, and it's Good Friday. So it's going to be a great program for you today. However, I have to start off by telling you my guest called me shortly ago, and he's going to be just a tad late. So I'm going to be stumbling around here for a few minutes. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Ken Perla Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City. And we're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. And each one of those channels come in really well in whatever community you're in. However, the other two might be just a tad scratchy. So stick with the one that comes in the best. And we're going to have Captain Andrew Schultz with the Arizona DPS. He's the commander for the whole district, which is all of Mojave County and maybe just a tad towards Flagstaff. We'll find out when he gets in here. We'll ask him exactly what all he covers. As the commander, you know, he's got lieutenants under him and sergeants. And then, of course, those guys with the red and blue lights in your rearview mirror that we none of us like. But occasionally we make mistakes out there, and they're always there to remind us. It's been a great week with law enforcement this week. We're going to have Doug Schuster in on Monday, but he sent Lieutenant Salvino. And then Tuesday, Rusty Cooper was going to be in studio, and he called in. And Wednesday, we had Chief of Police Robert Treves of Bullhead Police and Captain Harms. And then yesterday, Chief of Police Troy Sterling with Captain Williams. And so it's been a great week for law enforcement, great week to educate you as to how all the departments in Mojave County differ from each other, just a tad. But at the same time, how the chiefs all text each other, the captains, lieutenants, and they stay on top of what's going on and the resources that they all have within each other's department. I guarantee you, in each one of their phones, they know who they can call if they need backup, if they need a SWAT team, if they need dogs, if they need gang activity resources. And that was kind of the purpose of doing the show this week with all these police commanders, to make you, the listener, aware of their abilities to communicate together and bring each other in. We often see in the paper when there's an officer-involved shooting in Havasu, we see Bullhead or Kingman doing the investigation. And if it's in Bullhead City, we see Kingman or Havasu. And they team up that way because it shows clarity that you're not showing favoritism by one of your own guys investigating your own guys. And so they work together frequently. And we probably don't think about that as the average citizens, but they do. I want to tell you a couple things that are going on around our community. Bill Medley's still there. Bobby Hatfield passed away, and Bill Medley found a replacement. Took him years, but he sounds just like Bobby Hatfield. So if you want to go check out the Riverside tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night at Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino, you can see the Righteous Brothers at 8 p.m. Call. If you want tickets, Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino, 702-298-2535. And I don't think when you call and you ask for ticket information, I don't think they open till like noon or so, if I recall. And I do want to tell you that there is a veterans program for the Vietnam vets today at the VFW. And this kicks off at 11 o'clock this morning. And it goes till 2 o'clock. The commander, Angela, will be there. And Bullhead City Mayor Steve D'Amico will be there. And they'll be recognizing the Vietnam veterans. I believe that Mayor D'Amico, I will say he's a veteran. I don't think he was in Vietnam War. He's not quite that old, but he will be recognizing the Vietnam vets today at the VFW at 11 o'clock. The Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce had their Eggpalooza. I don't know. It was originally scheduled for Mojave Valley Park. However, we're expecting storms tomorrow in the Bullhead City area, so they moved it to the Anderson Fieldhouse. So it's still going to happen tomorrow at 3 o'clock. You're going to go hunt eggs out there on that big, you know, football field at the Anderson Fieldhouse. Any questions, call the Bullhead Chamber, 754-4121. The largest Easter egg hunt is on Sunday, and this is, I don't know how many years they've been doing this. I should call Marilyn. But I want to say 20-plus. They have thousands of eggs that they put on the grass at Davis Camp by the Oleanders. And they put them out there early in the morning, and then at noon they tell the kids, go, and it's over about 12:01. There will be a ton of kids there, so if you plan on going, get there early. And by the way, it's free to get into Davis Camp tomorrow. You don't have to worry about paying. They'll let you in for free to go to the Easter egg hunt and let your kids leave with a ton of Easter eggs. Some with candy, some with cash, some with prizes. You know, I don't want to give too much away. If you have questions, you call Marilyn at 928-201-8395. And Voices of the River, next Thursday, have their concert called Waiting for the Light to Shine. And it's going to be at Laughlin Auditorium at 7 p.m. We're going to have Sean Bristol, the director, in here Monday to talk to you, because they follow it up the following week, and they're at Desert Shores Community Baptist Church up on the Parkway the following Thursday, the 9th. And so plan to go. They're free. I'm pretty sure they're free. We'll have to ask you Monday to make sure. And then next week there is the Traces Golf Tournament and the Calcutta. The Calcutta is Friday evening, the 5th, at Mojave Resort. Any questions, call Gary Reynolds. And if you ever want to play in a golf tournament, call Gary Reynolds, 928-716-8182. And then, of course, the tournament is Saturday at Mojave Resort, a week from tomorrow, when there's no rain. And again, call Gary Reynolds if you want to get involved, 716-8182. A couple things. You know, have you ever wanted to volunteer in our community? Maybe just, you know, just a few hours a week just to get out of the house, or something to do in the morning if you want to get up early and go somewhere to a meeting? Well, first of all, there's a couple cool groups that meet in the morning. That's the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club that I'm in. And also the Rotary Club. Yeah, they have a morning group. Wednesday mornings, I believe. George is probably listening. He'll probably call me at 234-343-1065 and correct me if I'm wrong. But they meet Wednesday mornings. And so if you're a morning person, you can join one of those two clubs. There's also the Moose Lodge, the Elks, the Lions. River Fund is always looking for volunteers. The food banks are too. Youth sports, you want to go out and coach, or you want to go out and referee, all the youth sports can use your help. The City Recreation Department, then they have their Funnable Fridays, which is today, and they'll probably have something going on in about 45 minutes. There's city boards and city commissions. Churches, always looking for volunteers. West Care, Salvation Army, Search and Rescue, the Moose Lodge. The schools will also take volunteers. You like to go in and read or help out in a classroom. There's not a teacher on the planet that will turn you down. And then hospice companies, they're also always looking for some help. So if you want to volunteer, there's some excellent locations. If you don't know who to talk to or how to get in touch with them, call me, 928-201-3313. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. When you need emergency care, you want it fast. Let's get some real Beatles tunes here. Let's go. There we go. Yeah. When you need emergency care, you want it fast. Well, and if it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, every minute matters. Well, that's why you want to choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses. I mess this up every day. Serious illnesses and injuries. And I typed it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here to help you with serious injuries and illnesses that you may have. Available 24/7 ER, fully equipped to take care of you. Learn more Learn it now before you have to use it. WesternArizonaER.com. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Oh, yeah. The fitness center is wide open and all new equipment. Go in and sign up today. As little as $10 a day if you want to just stop in once in a while. But if you want to go the whole month, it's $50. Yeah. And they're open 7 days a week. You can go in there and do spin bike, cardio exercises, weight training. Plus, they got a steam room. Yeah. And that's all part of it. Go to LaughlinRanch.com for more information or book your time. And don't forget, tonight is the adult Easter egg hunt at Laughlin Ranch. And a battle of the bands, too. How cool is that? Again, more information at LaughlinRanch.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, designed to help patients with a skilled nursing facility that's almost like a home-type setting. Personal care, hygiene assistance, laundry service, housekeeping, a beauty shop, a barber shop, secured outdoor patios, plus life enrichment activities and outings. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. We're going to go ahead and go to a break, and with any luck, time, you know, permitting, the captain will be in here shortly, so stick around.
Are you still looking for fast, reliable internet? Look no further. There are nearly 23,000 members in Mojave Electric Service Area who now have access to 100% fiber to the home internet from TWN Communications. Signing up is easy and there are no installation fees. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/Mojave or call 888-227-2095 to check availability in your neighborhood.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, breakfast hearty man's combo or steak quesadilla, or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Ask about pigs in a blanket, or how about steak and peppers, skillet, veggies, and mushrooms. With over 100 favorite Coke choices, it's yummy Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant Bakery, Bullhead City.
Hi everyone, Cody here with 66 Auto Sales. Spring into savings at 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's most trusted pre-owned vehicle dealer for over 49 years. Our commitment to customer satisfaction sets us apart, ensuring you have a smooth and enjoyable car buying experience. With a wide selection of high-quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, and friendly sales staff, we make finding your dream car a breeze. Visit us today and experience the 66 Auto Sales difference.
Join us at the London Bridge Renaissance Fair and Joust from April 5th to 7th at Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds, sponsored by Anderson Toyota. Experience the thrill of the joust, lively entertainment, music, delicious food, and artisan vendors. Don't miss the Black Donnellys on Friday night and the TikTok sensation Joxie Whipper all weekend long. Daily tickets are just $15 for adults, $5 for kids, and free for children under 5. Or get your weekend pass for only $20. Visit LondonBridgeRenFair.com. So join us at the London Bridge Renaissance Fair April 5th through 7th. Huzzah!
Every week, your community has something fun going on. So how do you find out all the happenings? Pick up a white sheet. Every Tuesday, a new weekly white sheet hits the stands at your favorite eateries and retailers. And the white sheet has more than entertainment. You'll read stories of local events, people, monuments, organizations, and fun. You'll also find good deals on goods and services. It's the all-around, get-around weekly information magazine. Pick up a white sheet today.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Kim Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City on Highway 95. We're at 1858 Highway 95 if you want to drive by and stare at me. Hey, Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, introducing the new Ultimate Fritz Toast Platters. Enjoy banana nut or caramel French toast platter. Or how about a strawberry cheesecake French toast platter, or lemon blueberry French toast platter, or this sounds the best, and I'm not a strawberry fan, but when they're dipped in chocolate, they just sound delicious. So you can have chocolate covered strawberries French toast platter, all available at Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, in 2024, are you thinking maybe you want to buy a home? Maybe you just want a mobile home or a pool. Maybe you want to add on to your existing home. Well, you're going to need someone to pay for all that. Well, at least loan you the money to pay for it, right? Yeah. Chad Hansen is the man with Mojave Mortgage. You call him now. If you're thinking maybe 3 or 4 months down the road, call him now. Set up your financing. Yeah, why not? Why not? Call him now. 928-288-2691. You call him up and say, hey, Chad, buddy. I mean, he's going to loan you this time. You need $300,000 or $400,000. He's your buddy. Call him and say, hey, Chad, buddy, I need $300,000 or $400,000. Yeah, come on in. Not a problem. Underneath his desk, he's got a vault the size of the Pentagon. That's how big it is underground. Every shelf has money on it. And you come in, you need $300,000. He gives you 3 or 4 sheets of paper to fill out. I don't know. I didn't count them. And next thing you know, he disappears. Where'd he go? What the heck? And then he comes back up. His chair's a dumbwaiter, goes down in the vault. He gets your $300,000, puts it on a silver platter, and brings it up and goes, oh, here you go. Here's your money. That's how simple it is at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. But give him a call. Set up your financing in advance. It won't hurt. It'll cost you nothing. 288-2691. 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's largest pre-owned vehicle car lot, and almost 50 years old. 50 years on the corner of Route 66 in Kingman. Can you believe that? And what a selection when you got a big lot. You've got plenty of two doors, four doors. You've got vans and trucks and four-wheel drives and SUVs, economy cars, compact cars. What do you want? Look at 66 Auto Sales, because they still, this is what Jim Hill saying, and they still say, people come first at 66 Auto Sales. So, go online. Look at all the cars in the lot. You can check them out. They got pictures and everything, all the descriptions. 66auto.com. Mojave Electric Cooperative and the Arizona Electric Cooperative Power want you to help out and get the full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. Don't guess. Read about it. Go to the website. They've prepared it just for you. It's got the up-to-date information. But this is a process putting this together. You don't build a house by bringing the shingles in first. So that's what they're doing with this project. It's going to take a while. So if you go to the website, which is MojaveEnergyPark.com, and you don't find all the information, that's because it's not available yet. If you still have a serious question, call 928-763-1110, and they will be more than happy to help you out. All right, we're back, and I'm still waiting for the captain to roll in here. He's going to be here any moment. We'll get him in the studio. We'll ask him about DPS and what it's like to be the commander of all of Mojave County. Wow. It's kind of like the sheriff, you know. He's over Mojave County, but DPS has pretty much the highways, you know, 95 and I-40. And we'll talk to him about speeders. I want to know how fast people go on I-40. I hear some crazy numbers sometimes. They are way up there. And, of course, he'll have some numbers for us when he rolls in here. We'll see him here shortly. And let's see here. Do I want to tell you about Barron Services? Why not? You know, they're the professional team for security and alarm systems. If you ever need a security and alarm system, all you do is call Barron's. If you need it for your business or your home, do you want a system that just sets off an alarm, or do you want a system that calls a center and then they call dispatch? Or do you want a system that alerts your phone when somebody gets, you know, walks in front of your cameras? They can do all that at Barron Services. Yeah, and then they do pest control and pest solutions. They treat your property so you don't have any pests and creepy crawlers running around. Imagine if you own a business like this tower. Could you imagine if we had creepy crawlers in here? Oh, no. So you got to use Barron's. Call them up. They believe in quality, experience, and family. 928-758-5499. ProFit Kitchen. Oh, it's the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall and now in Kingman. Yeah, two locations. The third one's coming, but he's, you know, busy with two right now. He's got to take his time to get to the third one in Fort Mojave. If you want healthy, fresh, delicious food, like 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, plus pressed juices smoothies, and protein shakes. Check out ProFit Kitchen. Go to the website, ProFitKitchen.com. You got to spell it right, KITCHIN.com. Okay? And you can see the whole, and you click there if you want to go to Bullhead or Kingman, because you can place your order there. Yeah. And in Kingman, you can drive through and pick it up. But don't drive through and say, I want to order. No. Order ahead and then drive through and pick it up. Yeah. TWE Communications, elevate your online experience. I have it at my house. I've had it for a year and a half. I've never called them. I've never had an issue. My wife streams TV on her days off and loves it. Loves it. You can get it too. Go to TWNCOM.com/Mojave. We have it here in the studio, in the whole building. The tower of real estate is on TWN. You can be too. And they're coming to Golden Shores real soon. Right now, there's 23,000 connections out there. So go to TWNCOM.com/Mojave and check it out for yourself. And you might find that it's very reasonable. And if you have teenagers that like to game, they're going to love you. Yes, they are. All right, we're going to take our break for the bottom of the hour. The lieutenant will be, the captain will be here momentarily. Stick around.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your tee time starting at 7 a.m. at LaughlinRanch.com.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Colin Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Every week, your community has something fun going on. So how do you find out all the happenings? Pick up a white sheet. Every Tuesday, a new weekly white sheet hits the stands at your favorite eateries and retailers. And the white sheet has more than entertainment. You'll read stories of local events, people, monuments, organizations, and fun. You'll also find good deals on goods and services. It's the all-around, get-around weekly information magazine. Pick up a white sheet today.
Join us at the London Bridge Renaissance Fair and Joust from April 5th to 7th at Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds, sponsored by Anderson Toyota. Experience the thrill of the joust, lively entertainment, music, delicious food, and artisan vendors. Don't miss the Black Donnellys on Friday night and the TikTok sensation Joxy Whipper all weekend long. Daily tickets are just $15 for adults, $5 for kids, and free for children under 5. Or get your weekend pass for only $20. Visit LondonBridgeRenFair.com. So join us at the London Bridge Renaissance Fair April 5th through 7th. Huzzah!
This is T.G. Lafredo. Join me for Focus on Your Health Saturday at noon. This week my guest is Dr. Ryan Swapp. He's the Medical Director of Pathology at KRMC. We're talking all about his work as a medical examiner.
Fentanyl you see in the headlines, and the reason that that becomes such an important drug in terms of lethality is because it just requires such a small dose to be lethal.
That's Focus on Your Health Saturday at noon right here on KNTR.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perlow Real Estate Tower. And as I mentioned, Monday we're going to have Sean Bristol in here with the Voices of the River. And, of course, they have a couple concerts coming up starting on Thursday the 4th and again the following week. And we'll tell you all about those. And then we're going to talk with Joe Kitchum, who's also, both of them are employed by Mojave Community College. And Joe's going to come in and talk about their Flash Film Festival next week. How cool is that? And then Tuesday, we're going to have Larry Topping in here talking about the River Run. What's going on with the River Run? We're going to find out. Or mayhem, as he calls it. and then we're going to have Joe and Kelly in here t- talking about a job fair next week at Gary Keith Park. And on Wednesday, we're going to have Cole Young, the superintendent with the Mojave Valley Schools, will be in here. Thursday, we're going to hear from Tanya, with the Laughlin Library. And then at 10:30, will be Carrie, the Laughlin Chamber Director, will be here. So, and Friday, we have Ashley Wilson coming in from Oxford House, along with Autumn Boyle Robinson from the Boys and Girls Club. Some of the other guests next month, Mike Connor will be in here to talk about his duck pluck. Emily Fromont from the Bullitt City Police Department will be here on the 8th, giving you some ideas about being safe. And then on, we got the Honorable Bill Condre will be in here with Jeff Tipton, Human Services Director for the city. And, of course, Bill is the judge, honorable judge for the Bullhead City. And they're going to be talking about the homeless task force. And the judge does something called Court of Life. And he's going to discuss that with you and explain how that works and how it helps the homeless to try to get out of the position of being a homeless individual. That's his whole goal with the Court of Life. And then we have Mike Connor and Larry Topping and Ryan Granith, Captain Ryan Granith from Bullet Fire, coming in to talk about the Veterans Poker Run. Roger Galloway will be here next month from Mojave County Public Information. Of course, we always have our Chamber Director from Kingman. Scott Merrill will stop by to talk about the Burl Barbecue, which isn't actually till May, but you know, mark your calendar, plan your weekend. And Sheriff Doug Schuster will be in here the last week of the month. Mojave Electric Cooperative. This is cool. MEC is bringing in two students who have gone to Washington, D.C. with the MEC tour. They're going to be here to talk about that, their experience. So that's not coming up till the 30th next month, but it is going to happen. I want to talk to you a little bit about Revive Behavioral Health, because if you know somebody out there that is currently addicted to prescription drugs, illegal drugs, or possibly even alcohol, Revive Behavioral Health can help you. So think about that. Give them a call, 928-296-8898. And, you know, I'm on the Salvation Army board, and if you want to volunteer at the Salvation Army, you can do that too. Come by. And, you know, as we get into summer, there's going to be some of our lovely monsoons. Let me give you some tips for the monsoons. Always keep extra batteries around your home and keep them in a dry location. Your refrigerator and freezer during a monsoon storm, especially if we lose power, keep them closed. If you need electricity to pump water, then, you know, make sure you have extra water available. I'm just reading these tips here. Keep important electronic devices connected and battery backups. I think everyone has a battery backup for their cell phone. Keep in mind also that if there is a power outage, you might not be able to use your cell phone, because the towers could be down too. I'm looking at a car in the parking lot. I'm thinking it might be the captain. Not sure yet. Trim any trees around your power lines. Please don't let that, you know, because the winds come up too also during the monsoon storms. You don't want them knocking down your power lines and you having an issue and nobody else. So do that. I also want to talk about, we're going to have Autumn Boyle Robinson here next week, but I want to talk about the Boys and Girls Club. Would you ever love to volunteer there and maybe help the kids with games or simple homework assignments that they get from school? You can do that, and you can call our Bullhead City, well, it's the one number for basically all of the Boys and Girls Clubs in Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, and Laughlin, 763-1411, 763-1411, and they will set you up and visit with you. I don't think that's the captain coming in. Nope. Folks, he told me he was on his way. Now, who knows? I mean, somebody goes speeding by him. He's probably going to stop him. And something could have happened. I don't want to let you go because I don't want him to drive all the way here from Kingman and not be able to visit with you and tell you what's going on with the Arizona Department of Public Safety. So stick around. We're going to come back and visit some more.
Life never stops. Neither should your internet. Whether you're streaming, gaming, or working from home, stay connected with high-speed fiber broadband from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Visit TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 and pre-register today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet and child-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. 928-758-5499. Barron's. 758-5499. Barron's Pest Solutions. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine-in, catering, or to-go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's Meal Prep Solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
The MCC Bighorn Booster Club is currently soliciting local businesses and individuals to invest in our local youth of the tri-state. The Lake Havasu City Bighorn Golf Tournament is set for April 12th and 13th at Iron Wolf Golf Club. We're currently soliciting tee sponsors and corner kick sponsors for the tournament. 100% of your donation goes to bringing collegiate sports programs to the tri-state. For more information on how you can purchase a tee sponsorship or corner kick sponsorship, contact Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182. The MCC Booster Club is a 501(c) entity.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. The captain has arrived, so we're going to get right into the conversation. I'm sorry it's late. Those things happen when you're in public safety. Captain, welcome.
Thank you.
Captain Andrew Schultz. And, we had a captain on yesterday. We had a captain on the day before. But they're like the number two in their agency. You're the captain over all of Mojave County, the commander for the Arizona Highway Patrol.
Yeah, I'm the district commander for what we refer to as District 1, which is mostly Mojave County. There's a little bit of Coconino and Yavapai County included in that.
You didn't have enough with just Mojave, huh?
Yeah, sometimes the boundaries are interesting the way they choose to draw them sometimes.
Yeah, so let's hear a little bit about your background. You don't become a commander of a district this size, overnight.
No, that's true. When I started with the department about 21 years ago now, my first duty station was down in Nogales, down on the border.
Wow.
And I worked down there for a couple of years. That was a really good experience, obviously. During that time, there was a lot of the border issues that we have
today,
currently going on then. So I did learn a lot. It was an eye-opening experience for me. And from there, I transferred over to Graham County. Out of the Safford area where I worked, continued to work higher patrol, and then I went into narcotics. as a detective, and from there I left narcotics and promoted to sergeant, came up here to Mojave County, and for about almost 8 years I was the supervisor of the state gang task force, the Mojave squad.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Correct. And then after that I promoted about 2 years ago and came back to Highway Patrol.
Wow. Jeepers. A lot of movement.
A little bit.
But that's something that a career DPS offers you. You can get into gangs. You can get into drugs. You can get into special details and whatnot.
Yeah, and obviously something our size. One, just within the Highway Patrol Division, it's, you know, you think about how diverse the state of Arizona is. You can be down in the deserts or up in the pines, you know, all of, on the working on the reservations, working all over the place. So just in Highway Patrol, it offers quite a diversity of depending on where you want to be.
Right.
And you know, still have an attractive salary or wage.
Exactly.
Working in some of these more rural areas. And then secondly, just like you stated, we have a lot of opportunities to do many, many different assignments in the department that maybe you don't see in other agencies, of a smaller size.
And you have helicopters. I mean,
we do.
That are all over the place and can be almost anywhere quickly.
Yeah, we have what we call, we refer to them as air rescue.
Okay.
Because they do have a dual role. They're not just law enforcement. They also, you know, the origination of them was to fill a gap that existed in the 70s with there was no public air ambulance services.
Right.
So we have helicopters stationed in Tucson, Phoenix, Flagstaff, and then lucky for us in Kingman.
Here I think in Mojave County. Buddy Russ Dodge is in Flagstaff.
Russ works a lot of different places. I know Russ pretty well.
We went to a Cardinals game a couple of years ago, and all of a sudden I get a grab, and I turn around, and it's a Highway Patrol, and I'm thinking, what the heck? And it was Russ Dodge, you know. He worked for Bullhead Fire at one point in time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that you bring up, you know, Trooper Dodge. He's a paramedic, and he works on the air rescue on the helicopters, but, that's another assignment that we do. We have ownership of the stadium, the Glendale
right.
Stadium. So the Final Four is coming up, and I'm actually going to be down there for 3 days working in the stadium doing a couple of different things.
As a commander over different details that are there?
Yeah, there's going to be, I mean, you can imagine an event like this. There's there's a lot of command staff involved in it, and I'm fortunate enough to be down there and partaking in that.
Do you also occasionally work a Cardinals game?
You know, I try to steer clear of Cardinals games for a lot of reasons,
Okay.
But I work a lot of other events.
We want to ask him what team he favors.
Yeah.
So today, how does a young person in their 18, 19, 20 years old look at a law enforcement career and think that that's something I should do?
Yeah, it is a lot different. I would say, you know, very simply, a career in law enforcement, it has a lot of highs and lows. And if you look at the last, you know, probably 50, 60, 70 years in our country, there's a lot of highs and lows for law enforcement. You know, in one decade, you may be hated and vilified. In the next decade, you know, you might be, you know, adored and, you know, put up on a pedestal. And it swings up and down.
And we mentioned the opportunities within DPS. Even with the local PDs, you can go in, you know, get into several different areas. But still, the one thing you mentioned a moment ago, with the fact that if you live in rural Arizona, you get the same wage as that DPS officer who's patrolling the freeways of Phoenix.
Yes, and in addition to that, some of the areas in the state we have, we offer remote duty. So it's an additional 10% on top of that, and they offer remote housing. And our remote housing only costs you $100 a month. It's not the Taj Mahal.
That's a pretty good deal.
But especially a new trooper who's trying to get a, you know, make his way in the world,
right,
to go to an outlying area and by nature of geography, not be able to spend money, let's say, except for online, getting that 10%, saving immensely on housing. It's an opportunity for a guy to really get ahead in life, perhaps financially.
And you have that within your district up on the Strip, right?
Yes. So I have some troopers that are stationed up out of the Fredonia area.
Uh-huh.
And then also on the southern end of the county, out of Wickiup, I have troopers stationed out of there. I don't have remote housing up on the Strip.
Oh, okay.
Either on the St. George side or the Fredonia side.
Right.
But I do have some in Wickiup.
Oh, okay. All right. And the Strip, is it just, it's a weird, who laid out these states? But you've got just a small area up there, but your troopers are also working with St. George Police, Utah Police, Mojave County Sheriffs. It's and even probably Nevada High Patrol.
Yeah, we have obviously a really good working relationship with all those agencies that you mentioned: Utah Highway Patrol, Nevada Highway Patrol. We cover I-15 across the northwest corner of the state. It's about 28 miles worth. And then, back through Utah to get back over to towards Fredonia through Colorado City and all the way down to the north rim of the Grand Canyon is what we cover.
When you're troopers and you're driving an unmarked car today that can go really quick, I saw it at our Kiwanis Kids Expo Saturday, and I looked over here. The camera system happens to be in this room, and I looked over there and went, oh, he's here. I recognize that Camaro. You have a red Camaro that looks like something a teenager would be driving.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. But it's got red and blue lights in it, and you don't want to see it in your rearview mirror.
No, and we will be getting more of these specialty vehicles, and maybe I won't reveal what those might be, but right. I'm due to go pick another one up in Phoenix for use for, aggressive drivers and reckless drivers.
Years ago, my next-door neighbor was Paul Alvarado. I don't know if you know Paul. He's retired from DPS. He retired in an injury, and he had a Mustang. And it parked in his driveway, and I said, I like the fact that I have a DPS Mustang parked next door to me.
And we do have some Mustangs down in the valley and some other parts of the state. We don't have any here.
Right.
But, yeah, there's quite a bit of different vehicle platforms that we are utilizing.
Right. The old days of expecting to see a black and white in a rearview mirror, it's not always going to be black and white. But it's going to be blue and red.
Yeah. No, we do. The majority of our vehicles, obviously, predominantly are all the newer scheme. We went away from the white with the blue striping to more of a gray, more of a Raiders color, let's say, gray and black. I wasn't involved in that decision making, but somebody was.
Okay.
But predominantly the marked cars.
So do you often call the Nevada Highway Patrol and ask them if you can work a Raiders game?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. when you talk about the unmarked cars and whatnot, for a while they had what they called a ghost car. Where the logo on the side was real light in color, and you had to almost stand at certain angles to see it. Are they still doing that?
They are to an extent. You're right. It's not very visible. It's mostly made to be visible at night. The decal that you're referring to, it's very reflective. So if you catch it on its profile with your headlights, it looks like it's a fully marked car.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of a little bit of a subtle way to blend in traffic.
What kind of speeds do your guys see? I mean, when they pass you in the hall at the substation in Kingman, are they telling you, hey, Captain, the other day I caught a guy doing this, and is it all on I-40 or is it sometimes on 95?
So, interestingly enough, right now, for the month of March, I've had a special detail deployed up on North 93. So, 93 going from Kingman up to Vegas, about 71 miles, or to the state line, rather. That is a problem area for us. We see a lot of injury collisions, a lot of fatalities. And, we see horrific speeds up there. In the Camaro that you talk about, I think back in Labor Day, I was out working in that with some of my guys. And, I ended up catching some guys racing, including, some Dodge Charger, Hellcat, in the 130s. One of my troopers just this morning caught a lady that was well over 100 miles an hour, and turned out she was also a prohibited possessor in possession of a handgun, has prior convictions out of Florida for armed robbery and vehicle theft. Just not a person that has any business going that fast in the first place, given all the other criminal element that's involved. So I know a lot of people sometimes have issues with, it's just speed or whatever else, but it's always indicative perhaps of some more underlying or root causes that need to be addressed.
Well, I guarantee you, if you're traveling from Kingman to Vegas, you don't want to get rear-ended by somebody doing 130.
No, certainly not. And if you think about some of the problem areas that we have there, the intersection with Pierce Ferry and Dolan Springs, that we have a lot of very serious injuries there because it is a junction. And further up towards milepost 29, and 27 at the last stop where there's a light also, that's a new addition. That is also a problematic area that we target and try to do the best we can to keep people safe.
I'll bet that's a challenge. Fentanyl, do you get many of your guys that are stopping vehicles and they're finding drugs in them?
Yeah, fentanyl is everywhere. It is everywhere.
And I don't want to say too much because there's a system of how drug people move and move money and move drugs. And even your troopers working the freeways know that system and know what they're looking for.
And we have a lot of tools at our disposal, a lot of intelligence-driven, you know, resources that we utilize, where we are made aware of those things. We monitor those things constantly. And so we're not simply just out there taking a shot in the dark. That does happen.
Right.
But largely we try to work smarter and use the intelligence that we have at our disposal to be more effective.
And you have canines within your department. And they're very helpful, too, when you pull over a car that you
absolutely suspect. And our canines, who I don't have any command over, but they're in a different division. But our canines are, you know, amongst the best in the nation. So they are a great ally for us.
How many do we have in Mojave County?
Assigned to Mojave County, we have currently three.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good, though.
Sure.
Yeah. You'd probably like more?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd like one just 24/7 if I could have one.
Yeah. And then DPS is using drones on traffic collisions to fly the traffic collision. And Commander Clark brought in a drone operator one time. And they download their pictures right into a computer, and it builds a 3D of the crash site.
Yeah, we use that, and obviously that's not as intricate as some of the other you know, measurement instruments that we use. But in for some instances, due to, you know, hazards or traffic or any a lot of underlying factors, we do that because it expedites the process.
Right.
We can capture that quickly and then get the roadway cleared, get everybody where they need to go, so that we can, you know, not have any further collisions as a result of, you know, the delays caused by an incident.
And your freeways are highly traveled. I mean, I-40, and I shouldn't say freeways, just roadways, 68, 95. So there is usually a urgency to get the road reopened as quick as you can.
Yeah, obviously, for multiple reasons. I mean, you just think every minute that ticks by when we have any type of closure or partial closure as traffic stacks up, I mean, we risk secondary collisions, for one. And also we risk, you know, there's people out there who are traveling who don't plan on having a long delay, who have medical needs or conditions, or,
right,
you know, we have commerce, we have freight, we have all sorts of things that you just, you know, the amount of, you know, things that traveled on the interstate are it's unimaginable.
Exactly.
So we try to get that open as quickly as possible whenever we can, with keeping with, you know, doing our job and doing our due diligence and being thorough in investigations and things that we need to do.
You mentioned your trooper this morning with the woman who was speeding, and she had a concealed permit or concealed weapon without a permit. Is it pretty much common now that you almost have to assume that everyone you're stopping could have a weapon?
Yeah, and that's always the assumption. And you know, for the audience tuning in, that would be my you know, my plead with them to understand that, you know, when the troopers are out there on the highway, you know, making traffic stops, doing their job, trying to do their part to keep everybody safe through the various, you know, methods that we use, to understand that, you know, sometimes people feel like maybe a contact with a trooper doesn't go as well as they think, but they need to hopefully be able to have some empathy and understand all the different, you know, factors and dangers that are being balanced in those moments.
Right. Well, and you're 100% right, because we, unfortunately, across the United States, we've had troopers and highway patrol officers that have been hit while they're on the scene of a crash or riding a ticket or just helping somebody with a flat tire.
Sure.
And they get clipped by somebody or flat out.
So it seemingly for troopers, sometimes it feels like, you know, you have threats at every angle. You know, not only do you have to worry about traffic and inattention and distracted driving is a very big problem right now with cell phones and even, you know, in-car infotainment systems causing that distraction. Not only that, but you got to worry about, you know, the individual that you're lawfully stopping. Does he wish you harm?
Right.
What is his angle? What's his agenda? So it seems you got to have your head on a swivel.
And all your troopers are wearing cameras nowadays.
Yes.
Yeah. Do your cars have cameras too?
Some.
Some do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's almost a way of the world. The violence that we see nationwide, we don't see a whole lot of it in Mojave County. Why do you think?
I would like to think that you know, and I wouldn't just take credit on this as DPS, but I feel like in general, in Mojave County especially, we in law enforcement are very proactive. And, you know, again, using that intelligence, those intelligence resources at our disposal to get a lot of real-time information or get a lot of a quick turnaround on requests for information that we can, you know, we can mitigate circumstances or threats in a way, you know, having that hindsight almost, you know, how nice to be, always have that hindsight when you're in the moment to be able to know of, you know, maybe there's another angle that we can use to mitigate this more, you know, safely or more successfully.
And that all comes from your Get'em Gang Task Force, your detectives, because you have detectives within DPS.
Correct.
And the magnet teams that are out there sharing information with you as the commander and then down to your troopers on the highways.
Yeah, there is that, and then also, you know, the DPS is the you know, the custodian or the administrator for the you know, the ACTIC or the counterterrorism center, and so we, you know, I get inundated with information, and so do the troopers, you know, all day every day about threats and potential, you know, incidents that might occur and where they might occur, and you know, our federal partners give us a lot of information also that we're. You know, my email and my text is all day seemingly just a constant influx of intelligence,
right.
That is, you know, law enforcement sensitive that, you know, it's somewhat overwhelming, but you pick through it and you try to do what you can with it.
Yeah. So I can see that trooper who's parked on the side of the road who's trying to watch traffic, but he's also trying to stay up on those emails and texts from other law enforcement agents, not his wife, but from,
sure.
from the job.
And there is a lot of that, you know, especially, you know, you know, there's a lot of license plate readers throughout the state, throughout the country, and so as you know, things of interest are moving around, people that are known or, you know, entities that are known to be, you know, involved in human smuggling or drug smuggling or many number of things, we start to figure out where they're at and where they might be traveling, and that helps us to then intercept those things in a successful and a safe way.
Your troopers could be very busy doing that.
Very much, yeah. There's never a dull moment.
Pursuits. You guys have a unique system for pursuit driving. You catch up to the car and then disable it.
We have some technology to be able to do that, yes.
That's pretty slick, isn't it?
It is.
Now, do you have cars in Mojave County that have that?
Many.
Yeah. And you mentioned license plate readers. We have a lot of vehicles that can do that. Because that's how you find... The stolen vehicle.
Yeah, license plate readers or LPRs, there's stationary ones, and then there's also mobile ones.
Okay, wow. The distracted driver, that's probably your biggest problem within your agency?
Maybe not the biggest, but it's one of them. It's a big problem, and, you know, seemingly everyone is involved in it.
Yeah. No, even the seniors driving their motorhomes, huh? They're looking
yes.
at their phones. So it's yes. not just it's not the teens that are the young drivers. It's everybody.
No, and it's definitely you know, we encourage everybody to obviously not drive distracted and, you know, weigh out the potential things that could tragically occur for, you know, just to look at a text message or receive a phone call. And we do have a hands-free law in this state
that's
quite
right.
robust.
You can't even have your phone in your hand.
No.
Right. So that's a ticket also.
Yes.
And now that's a reason to stop you.
Absolutely.
It used to be like a secondary or something,
yes.
but now that's why they can pull you over.
That is correct.
Captain, thank you so much for making it down.
Thank you for
Great
having
information.
Me.
Information. We'll see you on Monday.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.